Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Friday, January 10th, 2014. We're delighted you're all here, and we have a wonderful program planned for you this evening. I just want to start out with some announcements before Ron comes on the air. Tomorrow, January 11th, is the Saturday 4-hour call, which kicks off the monthly intensives. And these are opportunities to get physical healings done right on Creation Lightship with the light beings. And tomorrow's call includes 7 jugs of water that you can charge for the whole week. And then the 8-hour calls are the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th of January. And a reminder that in February, Ron will be in L.A. at the Conscious Life Expo, February 7th, 8th, and 9th. And if you would like, you can send Ron a picture of yourself, and he will place it into the light infusion chamber at the workshop when he has that set up for the whole weekend, and you will receive the healings from the light infusion chamber. So, before Ron comes on, just to remind everyone, bring up the picture of the lovely light being that can be found on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. Bring that picture up, and when Ron comes on the air, he will activate that for all of us with peace energy that we can enjoy throughout the show this evening. Now, I'll welcome Ron to come on the show.
Hi, everybody. So, we're here, and so if you wanted to send a picture, even on an email, we can print it out, and we'll just put that into the light chamber for you. So here we go, and it's $100 if you wish to do that. And we have also people who send us their animals, dogs and cats and things, so that's kind of wonderful. So if you want to do yourself and you have a cat or a dog or a fish or something, just take a picture of them, and if you do yourself, I won't charge for the animals or pets. So here we go. Let's energize the light beam to bring it up on your monitor screen. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh boy. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That doesn't feel too bad. That feels actually pretty good. Oh, back to you.
Thank you so much, Ron. Oh. And that does feel really wonderful. But if you wouldn't mind, before we bring our sponsor on for this evening, the lovely Nikki, who has some more questions for you, may we just do our Friday or end of work clearing for people of stress and anxiety, because I really like that. So whenever your work week ends, I know it's not Friday for everybody who's listening, but it'll clear out whatever your last work experience has been. So we would really enjoy if you could do that for us, Ron.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So getting rid of the stuff that's collected on you from the week, or it probably came to you because you didn't want it, and now you have it, and I had to get rid of it. So here we go. Going to do that for you. So think of a situation that bothered you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And one more time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Before we bring Nikki on here, which will be about a minute, we have 3 new clearings up on the website, and I have another one coming up shortly also, which we'll talk about that when it comes up. But these are free. You can go to the website. Underneath on the left side, we have like an oval key for healings. And then the second box down, I believe, it'll say free sample healing. So click on that, and the very bottom 3 are brand new. So what they are is the first one, or I don't know if they're in the exact order or not, but we have alien generated holographic reality disconnection. So that's when they somehow create a hologram around you, and it's there, and you might be getting trapped in some Beyondo experience, not wanting to be there, or being connected to a timeline that might seem kind of strange to you. Remember, I talked about this before, where is the room next to you actually there right now? Well, it may not be there because there's no need for them to create that room because it takes up more data. So if you're not there, it's just strictly maybe a blueprint, and then when you open the door to that room or walk into it or physically see it, then it gets created. So this is one way to maybe get rid of some of the stuff around you that could be bothering you that you may not even know it's there. So it's a quite interesting clearing. Another one is the alien remote viewing disconnect. So I put this one up because most of the time when I look up in the sky, I see some alien face up there, or many faces. You just look at the cloud formations and you see alien faces looking down upon you. And if you see a picture, a still picture, or even if you're looking like at a DVD, and there's a lot of clouds, if you could put it on pause, you'll probably see about 10 different faces. So they're viewing you. So I put this clearing up for those alien remote viewing faces, and what are they doing to you with that information? So you can get that off of you. So that's another clearing. It's free. And then the last one is alien keyword interception disconnection. So that should be pretty self-explanatory, but if it's not, it just means that if for some reason you keep saying or repeating a word over and over and over again, that's the way that they can connect you through the keyword. So we talked about keywords on many, many of these programs. So now you have a way to disconnect yourself from that, and maybe you might stop saying things that could even be negative for yourself because it may not be in your reality any longer. That's why we have that clearing on. So there's three. It's the bottom three on the list. And I like some callers who have maybe tried some of these, if that's a possibility, to call in and describe to the listening audience what they have experienced or felt. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Ann. If not, send something over to us on Fearless Questions, maybe tonight or tomorrow, so we can kind of get a little heads up on how this is working for you. So back to you, Ann.
Yes, thank you so much, Ron. And I think we have a lot to talk about with those healings. And maybe tomorrow night would be better for people. They can kind of check it out tonight and tomorrow, since they're probably just learning about it now. And again, it's on the top left of Ron's website under sample healings. It's on the list. It's the last three on that list. So, and I've already started one of them. Could we run all three at the same time, Ron?
That's just a good question. I would not, because I'd just probably do one at a time to see which one seems to work best
okay.
for you.
Okay. So we'll wait. Maybe tomorrow night. That would be a wonderful. We always talk about healings on Saturday night, so we can talk about that more. Those three more tomorrow night.
Okay. So
okay.
Thank you.
All right. We're excited about those new healings, and we appreciate that. Let's welcome Nikki on. I believe you're already on the line. Nikki, hello.
Hello, yes, I'm here.
Thank you. It's really fun to have you on, and I feel like we did get through a lot. You really brought a lot of wonderful information out of Ron, and everyone listening, thank you for that. And I know you have some more interesting questions tonight, so go ahead and take it away.
Well, I was wondering if those clones use specific words in their communications with each other.
Oh. Yeah, I imagine they probably have keywords. And it depends. Let's just say that Alien Race A created, 500 clones for your particular city that you live in, and they're all dropped in now. So I guess that question would be then, is those clones that are in your city going to have, you know, a common language? I would say probably yes. They may have special keywords that could, you know, connect to just to themselves. And then also, this whole thing could be really quite interesting and allow them to communicate in a special way through special coding in their linguistic program to connect to other people. They may be using something as you're talking to one person, and you could be involved with a conversation with a couple others, and they may be able to somehow entrap you in the communication program that you're doing, along with giving themselves their own information back and forth in a special code-type system. Very interesting.
Excuse me, Ron, Nikki. I just want to interrupt. I'm not sure if someone from BBS is listening, but I don't have another line to call them, and people are saying on the fast chat that there is music playing over the air. I thought it would correct itself, but apparently it's still going on, and while you're talking, Ron, people are hearing music. I don't know what's happening.
No, that wasn't back in the first couple of minutes. We got rid of that first 2 minutes.
Okay. Terrific. Thank you so much. Okay, Ron, Nikki, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, so these clones, I'm really noticing where I'm living that a lot of these cloned people look the same. And I'm going to speak mostly about the women because that's who I've been around. And they seem to have slightly puffy, youthful faces, no matter what age they are. And you know, it's interesting because it's kind of hard to talk with them because it seems like they're playing a game with each other that's mysterious to me but fascinating for them. And it's also easy to get adopted into their group, but even when you're in there, it doesn't feel right. And I was wondering if this is how they're being programmed, like as a group, like into little groups.
Well, that is very interesting. Yeah. Yeah, I would say, you know, very, very possibly, yeah.
Well, it's interesting because I can see how it could be a trap for me if I feel like I want to be part of a community and I have to get in with these clones to do it. So I guess another question I have about the same sort of thing is, are the aliens or whoever's doing this, are they trying to create different races of cloned aliens?
I guess the question would be, are these people here that came down here, naturally they would be single, and are they trying to breed with humans to make a hybrid? That could be a possibility. Is that what you're asking?
I hadn't thought of that, but that's a very good question, yeah.
So, yeah, that could be a possibility, too. And it kind of depends what they're doing, you know, why they're here. Are they just getting information? It'd be interesting to notice and see if they hang out together, what their talents and traits are, and how much memory they have as far as living here. It might be hard to figure that out. But you started asking them a bunch of questions and, you know, see how their emotions are responding to what you're asking. It is interesting, since probably about 90% of the planet is cloned out already here, and you know, they could be bringing in new models. Remember, they could look like the old ones and just be a little more upgraded. Maybe they have a larger hard drive, we'll say. And then also, what do they have around them energetically in their energetic field that we can't see? I just finished watching the movie V. I ended with that one last night. Never saw it before until, a few days ago. And it's quite interesting that, I'm watching this, and that nothing is new to me. As I'm watching the movie, I never had any ahas or wow, it's just like, yep, they're talking about this stuff, and it's what I've seen so far. So, there's some things that they didn't do in the movie, which is nice. But aside from that, they had an alien, kind of like the old Terminator movie, where you had something underneath the skin that was an alien, and then they put, human skin on top of it, like they did in the movie V. So, but they didn't talk about what's on the outside of that energy, okay? So, do they have robotic hoses and connectors and fluids connecting into the body energetically? To that, I have also seen before. So, that they don't talk about. So you have another completely different life form that's invisible to our eyes, which is also interfacing with the physical body. So that's another way of looking at it, which they haven't brought forward yet. They just show a human body, skin, et cetera, making that life form look human, but there's also more to it than that, much more. So back to you, Nikki. We'll see what else you can pull out of the hat here.
Well, that's kind of interesting, because I when I go off the island, I really like looking at the people, and I notice that they are different than the people that are living around my home. And that's the reason why I was sort of wondering about if, are there going to be... Not so much as making black clones, but making other white, other white races of them. It's just kind of interesting anyway. Yeah. So, I'd like to so I know that the light doesn't judge, and that this is the way it looks to me. So spirits seem to be roaming around the travel agency, and they see planets that they might think are places they'd like to experience, and somehow they pick one without judging. I don't know whether just feeling energy of something means that you're not judging. Does it?
It's hard to kind of describe that, because the reason why it's hard to talk about this issue or to tell people is because the light doesn't judge, but yet you might wonder, well, if it doesn't judge, how did I end up here? And I came here for a reason. So it's really hard to talk with words about how that process is done, because it looks like they're judging to come here. Because you could say, I had four planets to go to, and I chose this one. Well, right away, you're judging something to choose this planet. So I really, and the light doesn't judge. So I really can't state how that is done and how you wound up here. But you wound up here, and you were supposed to be on a planet of light where you could use source energy to create with no ramifications after that. You just create something, and like yourself, in your life form, you could, let's just say that you created a dog, okay? So, well, all of a sudden, zap, there's a dog in front of you, and you're playing with it, and you like that, for whatever reason. Not judging that I'm using emotional words here, but you like the dog, and it's fine for you, and then you kind of get tired of the dog, so you zap it again, we'll say, and take away the life force that you gave it out of the blueprint, and there's no more dog. And then you can create something else. And that's kind of the way it works in the light. So there's nothing that is going to connect you to or that you're going to hang on to that is here. Otherwise, you're going to be living in the past. So that's sort of kind of how I can describe how it works. It's a very complicated way of talking about this because it's not easy to use words that aren't in judgment to say how creation is. Because you naturally say, well, if I'm going to create something, why am I going to create it? And there's a judgment there, you know. Why don't I create everything? So, it's just very difficult to communicate how the light works, but that's the way it works if you can just kind of take the judgment out of it, because we have to talk about judgment and how things actually function and work, and by doing so, we're tying ourselves back into judgment and duality. But that's the way it was supposed to be, is, you know, free will, free choice. So you have the free will, free choice to bring forth a creation, okay? And that creation that you're bringing forth is something that's not going to be connected to you, haunting you forever, because after you're done with it, you go on to something else and have that experience with something else. So I don't know if I answered your question all the way, but it is something that people ask me kind of all the time, and it's a difficult question to answer without using the vocabulary which we have here, which is in judgment. Because you can say, well, you judged by coming here. Yeah, you came here, which means that you had to judge something, otherwise you wouldn't be here. So it gets to be a little complicated. So I guess back to you, Nikki. Did I answer your question okay?
Yeah, I think so, because really Source doesn't use words, really, does it?
No, it does not.
Yeah. So, we're sort of trying to talk about Source by using darkness.
Yes. So that is true.
Yeah. So when there's I'm talking a big spirit roaming around, seeing planets that they might want to live in, and somehow they do get to pick one without judging. And then they have to actually download their spirit into that planet's template so that they can experience that planet. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, what you would do, you'd find out where you want to go to. And so you came here, so you figured out that you wanted to come here. Then from there, you would need to pick a life form that was here, or a new life form that could sustain life here. Now, that's available from the Earth Spirit. So let's just say that you said, yeah, this planet out here that we call Earth here is a place that I want to incarnate to. So then we'll just say that you would go to the Earth Spirit then, which would probably be on the light ship or on your home base, and you would see all the different manifestations of life here that the Earth Spirit already has created, okay? So it has a big book full of all life forms. And you look at all of these here, and you decide what life form you wish to energize that blueprint. So let's just say that you're looking at it and you go, wow, I like this quartz rock. I want to get into a quartz rock. That looks great to me. Well, the quartz rock is not here probably at that time, unless it's sitting here without it being energized. But typically, it probably would not be there. It could be true that the Earth spirit, after something else energized it, or it energized it, it could say, okay, I'll give you this blueprint to take over. That could be a possibility, too. But let's just talk about a brand new virgin energy. So you look at the quartz rock and you go, wow, I like one here. I like this one here. It looks like it's going to be about a 10-inch diameter rock, and I want to energize that. And I want to put this quartz rock in, we'll just say, the state of Arizona. So all of a sudden, you find the location. You manifest it there. You create it there with the Earth Spirit's energy, because it needs the Earth Spirit to energize that blueprint with you. It's created, and you're in it. And then you're at free choice, free will to leave whenever you choose to. And you probably would have that particular rock of, say, quartz to the Earth Spirit so that it could continue on to have it here. And that's it. How does that sound, Nikki?
Well, that sounds pretty great. I think I'd like to be a piece of granite.
Okay.
A real big piece. Yeah. Well, you know, for some reason I got here, and I must have liked the Earth energy, and I squished my spirit into a body so I could experience what it would be like here on Earth. I didn't choose the piece of granite. I think that might have been more fun, but anyway. So actually, my body is only made up of earth elements. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct, uh-huh. And the earth elements, relate to the earth. So let's just say that for some reason you wanted to bring, let's just say, a moon rock here, okay? It probably would not live here with you energizing it, because it's not created from the energy of the earth. So it would be an alien life form here, if it could be energized, and it would not sustain life here. Now, it could be brought in here, just like any other alien thing, and it could be here. But it doesn't mean there's going to be a spirit inside of it.
Right. Right. And if it were something coming from outside the earth, it could, and it was trying to live here, it would be alien, so it would be easy for it to get attached to darkness, right?
Probably so, yes, because it wouldn't have a life form in it.
Right.
So that's much like the clones that are here, okay? So the clones are not created from source energy. They could be taking energy from the earth, you know, from other spirit energies, from being sliced and diced, we'll call it, in their dung pile, and that could be created because it would have some spirit energy with it. But, it's not going to sustain life here. The clones do, because they do have some source energy in them because of the way they're created by the darkness, because they are using light from light, but it's a bunch of broken fragments of light to create it. Now, it could be possible that as your spirit comes in stronger here, that these life forms may not want to be here. I'm not saying that they're going to be destroyed by the earth spirit. I'm just saying that they may not be able to sustain life because it's not going to resonate. So if you can kind of wrap your mind around that one, that would be quite interesting to look at, you know. And only time will tell on that. But they do have some energy to live here. And so that's what I'm saying. That's the reason why they're here. Otherwise, they cannot sustain life here whatsoever.
That's pretty interesting. So, am I correct in thinking that in reality, my spirit is separate from my body?
Yes, completely separate, yeah. It's living, it's energizing your body to some extent. But from there, your body can live without your spirit. How well, it's hard to say, but it can still live. If you look at people who are in comas, that spirit is not in their body. Even somebody who's close to death, maybe they're going to be dying in 2 to 3 weeks. If you look at them, their eyes are glossed over, but they're still living. Because they're
right.
not having an experience here, and your spirit is here to have an experience. So, you know, with that known, there's no reason for your spirit to be hanging around with a body that's dysfunctional. So it's waiting to get out. That doesn't sound too, you know, too negative with that explanation, but that's what happens. The spirit is strictly here to experience life, and in that process of experiencing life, it needs a live body to be moving around with.
So when people are dying, it's the spirit that really wants to get out of here.
Yes, that is correct. That's the only way they can, using the term release, the contract with the body, when the body dies.
Okay.
A lot of people are saying, gee, Ron, you mean if my body were to die, I would not be here any longer? Well, that would be correct, yes. As long as you do that clearing where you, you know, get, you know, the darkness to light one, you know, get that darkness out of you, you know, do the different clearings and get the barcode off of you. When I, you know, and I would also do that 2,000-year darkness clearing, you know. And this is mainly for people that you know are not going to be living here. So once they leave here, then they're freed up. But you're still stuck here because you have a body. That's just the way it is. Because your spirit's here to work with creativity for your body. It needs to be here to help your body out.
Right.
Hopefully that makes some sense.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm commanding my spirit and my body to be on the creation light chip now timeline of light.
Great, that's perfect. Great.
Yeah, because we got to be...
Yeah, that's
yeah.
very good. A lot of people don't think about their body, which is kind of a shame. They just want to get out of here, which is their spirit getting out of here. They don't think about their body. But, yeah, it's very nice to think about your body because your poor body has been here, even though this is its only lifetime that it has now in your form that you have. You need to remember that your poor body has been here for thousands and thousands of years in genetics and is carrying that heavy load. And, boy, it would love to get out of here.
Yeah.
And most people don't even think about that. So...
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Ron. Do we have some questions, Anne?
No, I'm noting, though, how interesting it is that you asked a different set of questions tonight, but we really went back into creativity, which was your original, you know, kind of thesis for your questions. It was really helpful, Ron, because you kind of answered some of the things Nikki asked the last few weeks more deeply. Because basically, I think what we all crave are real knowledge and tools to how to be more successful and happy here. And I think that's what Nikki was been getting at all along. And we are, of course, baffled by so many things about life here. And we appreciate that Ron can give us some of those answers anyway. someone had an interesting request on the fast chat. Now I hope it's not gone. Could you clear us of judging creation, Ron, that the times that we have, I don't know exactly, yeah, sample judgment of clearing, of creation clearing. So I think the person means, you know, if we're judging, like, what went on here. and goes on here.
Okay, here we go. So, one, this is clearing your energy of judging what's happening here. So, here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll see how that feels to everybody.
That was
go ahead, Nikki, I'm sorry.
It was very interesting because I didn't think that you know, that I was that judgmental about Source, but I could really feel a lot of stuff lifting off my shoulders with that one. Thank you very much, Ron.
That was a great idea. Someone else is asking, is there a limit to what we can create when we play the role of the creator? For instance, could we create other planets?
No, you're not created to do that. So you're created, when you were created, let's start that way, back up. When you're created, you were created to go out and experience life, okay, on wherever you chose to do. So you're like a creative medium to get a life form and create. That's what you chose to do. That's your creation energy. You weren't created to be a planet, but you can create, you know, from... other things, and be on a planet creating whatever the planet has in store for you.
Okay. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, people are, I want to talk about, the free healings, of course, much more. But while we have Nikki on the phone, I just want to be sure we've, you know, because we can talk about them more, and we can tonight can talk about them tomorrow night. Especially tomorrow night, I want to talk about the new healings because hopefully people will have tried some of them and had some results. Apparently, people couldn't hear you, Ron, in the beginning, but I'd sort of like to keep going with, you know, Nikki's questions and also see what if we have any emails about that. About the things Nikki's been talking about. Let's see.
Well, probably the clones could be sort of grouped together in a holographic reality as well as us humans, right?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, it's such an odd thing. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to all these clones, Ron. Is the Earth Spirit working with the clones at all, or not yet?
Working with them, no. Are they taking Earth energy? I don't know. If the energy changes here, then what's the clones going to do if the frequency here is so much higher? Just yesterday and even today, the plants are really, really vibrant. I mean, they're beautiful. A lot more tree energy. It's probably like doubled in a day. I don't know if you people have felt that or not, but that's what I have seen. And just go out and look at nature. The nature is going to tell you what's going on more than, you know, somebody talking to you on the telephone about this or that or the other or reading something on the Internet. Go out for yourself and sample the energies and check out trees, you know, maybe not flowers because they may not be here quite yet because of the cold weather, but that's what you need to do is to see how it's looking. And, boy, there's like so much more energy here. And that's going to help you out because you may possibly have energies that are associated with your body from maybe past lives. This is going to get a little different here. So let's just say that, for instance, in your last life, what your body recognizes, maybe you, you know, had a large garden and raised flowers and things like this, you know, that was really close to nature. Okay? And, you know, for yourself, in this lifetime, maybe you have a similar maybe hobby or something. Well, all of a sudden, this may kick in now, and it may give you a lot of life force energy. Oh, you know, you may want to check that out and just see, you know, how it's kind of relating to you. But, you know, you might feel, wow, this is great, because all of a sudden it awakened something in you that was never awakened before because there was no frequency here more recently to activate that past life of yours to bring forth more energy. That's what I'm trying to talk about here. So the whole thing is going to be quite nice, and it's very peaceful. Remember, nature is peace. So the more of these energies can come into, you know, the life forms that are planted here on the Earth, including rocks and things, the more peaceful the planet's going to be. Back to you, I guess, Ann and Nikki.
Well, you were asking about nature, and I live very much in nature, in trees and rocks and that are covered with moss, and it's very beautiful. And it's amazingly beautiful for this time of year. It's a different frequency than if you're just thinking that spring is coming, because it's not so much like all the daffodils are coming up and everything like that. It's just like everything is really a very powerful color of green, all various colors of green, and the trees have a life in them that I can't remember them having. Maybe it was around when I was a little girl here, but it's just very interesting. It's sort of like a resurrection frequency that's happening. And not only do I see it in nature, I actually experience it in myself, because I'm 71, and I haven't felt this kind of energy and enjoyed its presence in my life for a long, long, long time. And that's pretty exciting for me.
Ah, that's great.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, what's happening, Ron, with all of this bitter cold and snow that's going on in part of the world? Is something trying to, I don't know, muffle nature on us so that it's harder for people to see and enjoy it in parts of our country? And I don't know where else it might be at.
I don't know how to answer that one.
Because I also live in a, you know, a very beautiful location, and it's green and warm, and like Nikki, I can appreciate and enjoy nature right now, but other people are hibernating as much as they can, I think, because it's been so cold and white out. So it's interesting what's going on there.
It's interesting. It's also very dry here for this time of year. I mean, this is rainforest area, and it just hasn't been raining, although it's trying to a little bit tonight, but you know, we get 60 inches of rainfall in a year here. That's a lot of rain, and it's not been coming down. And it's interesting because people are worried about their ponds or their wells, and it's, what is this? This is, we're in January, you know, people don't usually worry about things like that until it's the summer. So that's sort of what's happening here, and other people are just freezing.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough that people are going through all of that. Okay, someone's asking on the fast, a sample of the Create Healing. I'm not sure what that is, Ron. Do you know what that is?
What is it again?
They're asking for a sample of the Create Healing.
Create.
You already did Healing Us from Judging Creation, so I don't think they're asking for that again. I'm not sure what they mean by the Create Healing.
Yeah, maybe they could type it in again here.
But okay.
What I could do is bring in some of the peace energy. That's always very nice. So here we go, peace energy for everybody.
Yeah.
So stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, just see how that's doing for everybody there.
Okay.
Well, that felt so good.
Right. We do have a couple of requests on the CLS questions, but Nikki, do you want to, do you have anything else more for Ron for tonight? Please
right
feel
now.
Free.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll stay on the line in case you want to. We'll just be a few more minutes, but BBS did say we could go to the top of the hour because we started a little late. And this is an important question, Ron, because it's about the 8-hour healing intensives and the 4-hour tomorrow that are coming up. And this person has a couple of questions. Oops, sorry, I clicked on the wrong one. But they basically are asking about clearing. Oops, I'm so sorry. Well, they basically are asking if they can be absentee, and if anyone wasn't aware, you can always be absentee on any of Ron's healing calls. Just let him know. They're also asking if they're not going to be home, can they label the waters that, for instance, tomorrow you are going to charge 7 containers of water for everyone on the call? The answer to that is yes, correct, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct, uh-huh.
They can label the waters. But then they had, I knew the answer to those questions, but then they had a question that because they're going to be busy during the day when you're doing the actual clearings, could they ask for the energy to come to them during the night?
Well, no, you cannot, because you're only going to be on the light ship during the call.
Right.
So that's when healing takes place. Now, in quarantine, when we do the 8-hour call, then you're in quarantine for like 30 days. And you will be on the light ship, but you will not be able to request healing because you're not going to be inside, we'll say, the light ship where the healing rooms are. That's only when I have calls for healing. But the light ship, the light piece will be working with you in quarantine to bring back your missing pieces and parts that was stolen by the darkness and getting rid of alien critters out of you. So you could start to feel very good at some point, during the month without even being on the call because they're still working with you. But, you can't just say, oh, I hurt my arm today, and it's on a Wednesday. Can the light beings heal this? No, that does not work because you're not on the light ship. Unless you go on one of the conference calls and you get on there, that would work. But, you need to be with me to go to the light ship.
Right, and there's no reason, even if you are busy at work or this listener is saying they're going to be traveling, there's no reason why you can't just receive the healings once you signed up for the call, wherever you are and whatever you're doing, correct, Ron?
Yeah, you just take the time that you're on and request healing during the time that we're on the call, even though you're not on the call physically, on the telephone, because
mm-hmm.
the healings will work for you. But you just request your healing.
Okay, and we you have done this a lot, but we haven't done it in a while. Someone today was seeing a lot of double digits, Ron. Could we do a quick clearing of some numbers for us that does affect people sometimes? I guess it's the, I don't know, maybe you could just do 0 through 9 or something and clear everybody of those.
Yeah, so everybody, just think of a particular number sequence that you've seen reoccurring. And here we go. So 1, 2, releasing the numbers, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go.
Okay, I think we have, oh, okay, the person that said create healing, they wanted to heal, they're saying the creativity healing sample. So I guess to help us be more creative or to release a block from creativity.
Okay, I can release a blockage for you, but I can't make you more creative. I can release a blockage that might be in your way, one page out of your book, to release you from that particular situation that could be blocking you. So let's think of that, everybody, what you want to release here. So think of something that could be blocking you. Maybe you want to go to the kitchen and make some food, but you don't want to make the food because you know that, you have to do the dishes afterwards, okay? So that would be a blockage, right, that you're dealing with. The blockage would be doing the dishes. So, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh boy, and one more time. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Well, let's see how that is helping everybody there. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, it's getting to be close to, we need to say goodnight.
Like our show is about ending here.
So Nikki, do you want to have any parting words? Or we really enjoyed having you on. Thank you so much for coming on for these 3 weeks in a row.
It was very nice, and yes, that was a very powerful healing sample, Ron. That creativity, yes. I guess what I want to say is that in order to be creative, you have to be in your heart. Because once you get into your heart, then you're connected with Source. So it really has to happen from your heart, doesn't it?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
Well said, yes. Well said.
All right.
Okay, and we will be on tomorrow evening at the same time on BBS at 7 p.m. Pacific time. It's Saturday Night in the Light Ship. We have several wonderful emails that we didn't have time to get to tonight, and we promise to also go over the new free healings tomorrow. So everyone, try to find them on the upper left of Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and on the top left you'll see sample healings open that drop down, and it's the last three. So it would be great if you could run them and perhaps give us some testimonials tomorrow night about how they're feeling for you. And I'll say goodnight, and go ahead, Nikki and Ron.
Okay, thank you, everybody. So we'll hopefully see you on the call tomorrow, Saturday. It's a four-hour call. Do water charging, and I'll just say blessings to all of you. And see you later. Thank you.
Yes. Good night, everyone.